Welcoming you into 2009, this is the Bugcast episode 42.
Thank you.
Good evening and welcome to the Bugcast episode 42, first show for the new year. Welcome to 2009. Wow, that track was the Pimps of Joy Time with Street Sound. That's taken from their album High Stepping, and you can see their website at pimpsofjoytime.com. If anybody forgets that link, it'll be in the show notes anyway. Well, good evening, anybody. Everybody? Car. What? 10 minutes in and I've mucked it up already. Well, yes, welcome along. Thank you, as always, to the Dumb Down Life for the use of their chat room and server. And also thank you to everybody. My goodness, look at the number of people in the room at the moment. There's 9 people in there, including me. Go down the list in the order that I'm shown them. I've got Ian, Katie, Leonie, Lisa, Marcus, Mark, Caroline and Phil from work. Thank you very much for coming along this evening, especially at the short notice. I only actually said there was going to be a live show. I think it was on Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, so we're not doing too badly. Anyway, it is Friday the 2nd of January. It's about 25 past 9. If you would like... I see nobody took me up on my offer for being the first introduction for 2009. Well, your loss, not mine. So, did everybody add a second to their day? Because there was a leap second added at midnight on the 1st of January. Why don't you write in and tell me what you did with your extra second? Well, Christmas and New Year this oh, it was absolutely awesome this year, the Christmas. Having 2 kids in preschool kids is amazing because they're both so excited about Christmas and, you know, they know that something's going on, they're going to get some presents, and it was a fantastic time, really, really good. quite a lot of travelling at Christmas as well. We went down to Worcestershire the weekend before Christmas. I think it was actually the day after I did my last show, episode 40. Last live show, sorry. And we went down to Evesham for the day and for the weekend. Met up with some family there and then came back. And on Christmas Eve, my mum, stepdad and little sister came up to stay with us for a couple of days. And that was great. The kids just had too many presents they didn't know what to do with, so we decided to pad out the distribution of the presents. So on Christmas morning they had, I think, 4 or 5 relatively large presents, and they thought that was it, which was great. So then we sort of brought some more out later on that same afternoon, and oh, it was Christmas all over again. And then they thought that was it, which was great. And then on Boxing Day morning there were some more presents, and they thought, oh, Christmas has come again, which was great. So the kids have really enjoyed it, and to be honest with you, it was purely the energy and the excitement of the kids that made this Christmas such a good one for both Caroline and I. Hoping all you guys had a good Christmas as well. Did you get up to anything unusual? Did you travel lots? You know, write in and let me know what you got up to. And then for New Year's, well, me, Caroline, kids are in bed, bottle of wine, that was it, really. And Jules Holland, of course. You can't have Christmas without Jules Holland. Amy and Kai now, however, have been suffering with viruses, and they've been off their food and their sleep patterns have been awful. So the last 3 or 4 nights, Caroline and I have had virtually no sleep at all. My lie-in this morning consisted of about 1 hour and 3 quarters between 10:30 and 12:15 today. because I came downstairs with Amy when she woke up. She was fine. But Cara had been unsettled most of the night, so she stayed in with Caroline for a bit to get a bit more sleep. Night before that, I think, Caroline was up most of the night with Cara, so she had a lay-in. The night before that, it's been terrible. And of course, when you've got a child that's off that's sick, it's very difficult to explain to them that, you know, it's not as bad as it seems. Because, I mean, Cara's the worst at the moment. She seems to turn everything into quite the drama, particularly when she's ill. Hopefully it'll calm down. Apologies to everybody who is missing Celebrity Big Brother because of this show. I'm glad you are. extra kudos to those who are actually managing both at the same time. Quite how you're going to do that, I don't know. you can always sort of pop in and listen while the songs are on. I don't mind.
Hi, this is Emmy from Daydream on Autopilot, and you're listening to a track from our new CD, Better Off Alone.
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hi, this is Donna Lewis, and you're listening to a track from my new album, In the Pink.
Restless night. across the world. This love is leaving me days in this new world. Close up, you don't even see it. Close up, you don't even hear it. Right up, you don't even know it. You never say, you don't even see it.
That was Donna Lewis and Shout. Phil was very quick to pick up, was there another pop star called Donna Lewis? Well, actually, no, this is the same Donna Lewis who had a hit back in, I think it was the mid-late 90s, with a track called I Love You Always Forever. So, nice one, Phil, for picking up on that one. That track came from Donna Lewis's album called In the Pink, which I believe is her current album, and you can reach her at donnalewis.com. Prior to that, we had Daydream on Autopilot with their track called Dreams. That was taken from their CD called Better Off Alone, as they said at the beginning of the track, and you can reach them at daydreamonautopilot.com. Right. Yeah, Phil also congratulated me during those songs on managing to get so many artist intros. Well, I'd love to say that I've actually gone out and got them myself, but I am actually cheating. The site that I've got all of these tracks from today, which isn't the Podsafe Music Network for a change, a lot of the artists that they hold, or they look after, have already done pre-recorded intros for their albums. So I've just stolen those. Sorry and all that. Okay, I'm going to talk for a little bit about this show. It's 2009, it's a new year, and it's a new opportunity to try and make it better. Now, I spent most of last week, when I was at work with not a lot of work to do, going through old episodes, and I started from episode 1. and between episode 1 and episode 10, there was just a phenomenal improvement in the way the show was put together, the way the show was executed, the way it was produced. And it's occurred to me that if we can get from, you know, dire yuck from episode 1 to something fairly decent by episode 10, I'm sure that as we're heading up to episode 50, we can still make improvements. So what's going to be new for 2009? Well, the first thing is, the new website is up. Don't get too excited. It is actually the exact mirror of the old one. What I've done is I've taken a copy of it, put it across the new domain, and made a few tweaky changes to try and make it better, faster, and a lot less burden on my my host. Where the new website is going to change with new features, the old one will not. So what's going to happen is that although they're the same at the moment, that will change. Now, you don't have to make any changes to anything you're doing at the moment. You can still go to the old website and take your feed from there and go there for the show notes. That is not a problem. But there will come a time when I say, Right, guys, you need to start shifting over to the new site. There are loads of new features in the pipeline for the new site, and they will be trickled out as and when they're ready. Forgot to tell you what the site was. Yeah, the new website is www.thebugcast.org. What we're also going to do for coming up very soon is we're going to... when I write these notes out, all I do is I write them down in note form. So every so often I'll think, I need a word, but it's when I'm broadcasting. But anyway, I'm going to make use of the whole Friends of the Show title. At the moment, we have three Friends of the Show as artists. One's Chris Jurgensen, one's Mark Marshall, and the other one is Anyone's Guess. Although I've never actually made public that Anyone's Guess is a Friends of the Show, but I would have hoped that it was pretty obvious. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start doing some feature shows featuring just these artists, starting in a couple of weeks' time with Anyone's Guess. The interview with Anyone's Guess has been set, and it will be broadcast in 2 weeks' time, if everything works. And you will have a chance to win a signed copy of the band's CD Point Counterpoint in our first ever show competition. So that's all the good stuff to look forward to. That's all for now. I think if I give too much away at this point, then it won't be so much of a surprise when it actually comes along. We're going to go on to some feedback now. And I have had just a couple of bits of feedback. Nothing too excessive, which is good. And we'll start as we... I'm going to stop saying that now, as we almost always do. We're going to start with a voicemail from our regular correspondent, Leonie.
Hey-ho, me again. Well, it's a Christmas email, so I wish I had some jingle bells in the background, but alas, I do not have any decent bells around that would sound like they were on some kind of sleigh. So we will really have to do without tonight. So anyway, I just wanted to say it's been a wonderful year with the podcast, and really looking forward to next year and seeing this show continue to go from strength to strength. All for now, your regular correspondent, Leonie, News at 10, West Suffolk, in an almighty Christmas groove.
Yeah, well, the almighty Christmas groove would have been absolutely valid had I played the email at the time that it was actually sent to me. I do apologise, Leonie, that I didn't play this on the Christmas show, but the Christmas show was a very short affair, and I didn't do any feedback on that show, so I do apologise. But nevertheless, your message is still as valid. So thank you very much indeed for that. We've had two other emails, three in fact. One was a MySpace comment. On episode 40, I played Lizard from Afar's track Block Party, and they've said thank you for that. We've had an email from the Taters, who played My First Christmas, which I think was actually on Christmas Day. They said thank you for playing the Taters, My First Christmas, on your podcast. Hope you have a great Christmas. And that's from Craig. And we've also had an email from the... they're called Windenride, or Windenride, a.k.a. Hollywood Drunks. Hey, Bugcast, I just want to say thanks for playing Let It Snow, and thank you for supporting indie music. Hope you have a wonderful new year. Can't wait to check out your show. Thanks again, and peace. Which is wonderful. So, yeah, thanks everybody for all the feedback this week. Hopefully now we're back into the swing of things, another live show next week, that things will start picking up again, and I'll stop skipping shows with feedback. But we'll see.
Hi, this is India MB Ryan.
And we are Astronauts of Antiquity. And you are listening to a track from our new album,
Rocket Science for Dummies.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sabrina Shaheen, and you are listening to a track from my new album, Love Is.
Show me one reason that you're giving me. I want to go and decide to show me.
That was Sabrina Sheehan and Show Me. That was taken from Sabrina Sheehan's album Love Is, and you can reach her website at sabrinashaheen.com, sabrinashaheen.com. And then prior to that, another bit of funk. I was quite chuffed with that track when I found it. That was Astronauts of Antiquity and Everywhere. And you can find Astronauts of Antiquity at, you guessed it, astronautsofantiquity.com. Right. Next week, I will be doing a live show, which will be the podcast episode number 43 on Friday the 9th of January at 9 o'clock. Mark, he's dropped out, hasn't he? I was going to ask Mark whether he was doing a random three, but I think he's still out of town, so I don't think that's going to be a possibility. And the Dumb Down Life, again, I'm not sure whether they're going to be broadcasting live or not. But the best thing to do is go to the Dumb Down Life chat room, dumbdownlife.com/chat.htm at 9 p.m. on Thursday, which would be the 8th, and see if they're there. If you want to get in contact with the show, you can do so in the following new ways. Well, some of the new, anyway. You can visit the Bugcast drop at drop.io/bugcast. And whilst you're there, you can drop off voicemails, text messages, news articles, anything like that at all. You can call through to 020-8099-1550 to leave a voice message. You can also send an email to feedback@thebugcast.org. That's feedback@thebugcast.org. And you can also go and see the show notes at www.the... I knew I was going to muck that up. www.thebugcast.org. There are also other ways you can get in contact. We've got a MySpace. I'm about to set up a Facebook a group. And there are other ways you can have a look at all that on the website. All of the songs this week have come from Aerial Publicity's Cyber PR website. Now, I've had a couple of comments in the chat room as we're going along saying how good some of the songs are this week. And there's very good reason for this. Aerial Publicity are a promotions agency with only a limited number of clients. I've just done a check on the site. They've actually got less than 40 clients on their books at the moment. But they actually deal with the public relations, publicity, promotion of these artists. So what they're actually doing is they're acting as representatives for these artists, so they're not going to take on artists that aren't any good. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. This is in comparison to, or contrast to, places like the Podsafe Music Network, PromoNet, and other places like that, where the artists actually go on and promote themselves. Aerial Publicity are actually actively promoting these acts. I have used Aerial Publicity before. There's some really nice stuff on there. And if you want to have a nosy around, you can reach them at aerialpublicity.net. Right, okay, I think that's it for this week. Thank you to everybody for listening this week. Thank you everybody who's in the chat room at the moment. Very much appreciate the support. Just do a quick roll call in the chat room for who's still in there. We've got Ian, Katie, Leonie, Lisa, Marcus, Caroline and Phil from work are still here. Mark was in there, but he's having connection problems from where he is, which is fair enough. He's a few thousand miles away. So, yeah, that's it. Thank you very much for being here. And if all things everything's well, then we shall regroup in a week's time. You take care. Bye. Thank you.